and welcome back to Voiceover Matters with Njeri Thorne. This is episode 10 of the series that we're doing on trying to read the BBI report verbatim. Of course, for your ears, because it is quite a comprehensive, intense and extensive document, and maybe you don't want to read all 204 pages. So I've taken it upon myself to go through the document and read it for you. We're looking at the schedules of the bill. Of course, schedules are part of the bill, and they come usually at the end, and they spell out in more detail the manner in which some of these provisions will be implemented. We've been looking at administrative measures, and we're now looking at the administrative mechanisms. So I'll go straight into that. We start with national ethos. I think some of this, or just the first few sentences, I would have mentioned in the previous podcast, but so we can get some continuation, I'm just going to tell you what the whole table is about. So administrative measures. One, national ethos. So what we have here is a table, and there's a column that reads BBI recommendations. There's a column that reads priority. There's a column that reads responsibility. And then there's a column that reads implementation mechanisms. So in the first column, it explains what the recommendations are. And then we've got priority, where it's high, medium, low, responsibility, who it falls upon, and then implementation mechanisms. So the first one is the most crucial national task is to think big and long term. Under BBI recommendations, an inclusive national conversation of Kenyans of various ages, classes, ethnicities, beliefs and philosophies, with a single aim of producing a vision of a unique Kenyan civilization 100 years today. And the priority for that is high, the responsibility is national, and the implementation mechanism, it says here, the formation of a commission or board by the presidency to hold consultative conference meetings at the ward, constituency and county levels, goes on to say the conference at the national level will collate the views from the ward, constituency and county levels. Number two, the vision must stand alongside an official and inclusive history. And the BBI recommendations for that, it says an official historian and national archive services with staff consisting of professional historians, librarians, curators and professionals from other relevant fields of expertise such as philosophy, linguistics, anthropology, theology, economics, history, politics and sciences. Priority for that, it says high, and the responsibility is national. With regards to the implementation mechanisms, and there's a number of different points here. First of all, revamp the Presidential Commission on Music to preserve our patriotic songs, as well as compose new timely patriotic songs. Next, this office is to be led by a Kenyan who is a historian, librarian, statistician of repute, competitively selected. Tell the painful details of our past so that lessons learned are not lost. For example, the genocide documentation in Rwanda is gory and disturbing, but the future generations will know where the country has come from and will say never again. Use of latest technology and innovation to document and pass on oral literature and culture to children and young people. Disseminate what is the National Archives building, e.g. to heroes' homes, to schools where our national heroes hailed from, preserving them as heritage sites. Provide for museums and libraries in each ward with internet connectivity so as to tap the resources of the National Archives online. Devise physical and digital outreach programs to engage Kenyans and urge them to take an interest in our history. Under the recommendations, it says a presidential commission on the official history of Kenya, going back 1,000 years, providing an accurate and definitive account of the settlement of Kenya by the present inhabitants, the political economy and cultural heritage of all ethnic groups in Kenya. The role of women throughout this history, an account of the international slave trade and colonialism, anti-colonial struggles, the post-colonial history of every part of the country, and contemporary histories, including those of urban areas and newly formed communities in Kenya. The priority for this is high, the responsibility is national, and the implementation mechanisms include narration of both the official as well as the unofficial story. Document memoirs and commentaries from opposition leaders, those who were exiled, etc., and preserve them in order to tell the other side of the story, and teach about women leaders, freedom fighters, conservationists, etc., in schools. Under recommendations, it says here, a clear job description of the official historian and National Archive Services. Priority for this is high. The responsibility is national. And the recommendation here, it says it's self-executing. Right. Another recommendation, a national 24-hour free-to-air TV station to promote our Kenyan culture, towns, peoples, etc. The priority for this is high and the responsibility is national. And just the implementation mechanisms here, it says a default channel number one in all TV set-tops boxes, pay TV and free-to-air TV should be Kenya TV to showcase our tourism, country attractions, etc. See TanzaniaSafariChannel.com as an example. Revamp KBC to be competitive, attractive and profitable. Reduce, mitigate political interference in the running of KBC to help it shed the government mouthpiece tag. Produce local programs, including local languages, to promote tourism and showcase the culture of various communities, sites and sounds. Play and air Kenyan news reel, Making of a Nation and other material that is purposeful in preserving Kenya's history. Play and air music festivals, drama festivals and other events that showcase Kenya's rich and diverse culture. Showcase what each county is offering in terms of activities, sites and attractions and sounds, etc. Provide every ward with an information center that promotes our Kenyans. Create a website for this TV to be watched online. Automate and make available KBC's library online. Provide direct links for library and archive services at the ward level. The next recommendation. Examinable set books should be locally written and about local issues. Our own recommendation. The priority for this is high. There's no mention as to who the responsibility falls upon. With regards to the implementation mechanisms, it says here set books should be by local authors and with content relating to Kenyan life. Famed authors such as Ngugi wa Thiong'o should feature heavily in lists of set books. Translate books written in English into the vernacular to encourage children to take an interest in local languages and develop multilingual children. Number three, we must become comfortable in our own skin, in our own African skin. So the recommendation here is to strengthen the Ministry of Culture and Heritage and to build and promote cultural policies and link these to the county's cultural practices. Priority for this is high and the responsibility for this falls on national and county. The implementation recommendations, or mechanisms rather, are as follows. Bomas in each sub-county and intra-county to showcase a typical home of the various communities in that county, complete with cultural aspects such as dance troupes and cuisine, marriage rites of passage, burial, etc., so that the culture is preserved. Incorporate what is unique in the area in normal life, for example, use of local fabric to make government officers' uniforms, to accentuate official wear, such as adding to collars or pockets or belts. Culture Day, when locals and tourists can experience dances, foods, fashion, and oral literature in the local setting. Cultural Week, 10th to the 20th of October, when Kenyan culture is exhibited in our media, offices, schools, etc. Another recommendation is link elders to formal mediation processes, including or recognized by the legal system through training and certification opportunities. They should be connected with judicial and government institutions nationwide. Priority for this is high. The responsibility for this falls under national, and the implementation mechanisms include embracing local mechanisms for alternative dispute resolution, ADR, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage through public participation and input from experts to codify an official pantheon of Kenyan heroes who reflect Kenyan values and ethos, our fight for democracy and freedom, our aspirations and our outstanding achievements, local leaders and chiefs to be properly vetted and these checks to be documented. Any ADR should be properly documented and reported for accountability. Next recommendation, vulnerable and destitute living heroes and heroines would have been vetted to receive state support. High in terms of priority, national in terms of who the responsibility falls under, and under the column that says implementation mechanisms, it starts with enable living heroes and heroines to live dignified lives rather than praising them when dead. after due process, revoke civil honours if the holder acts in a manner that shames the flag of the Republic, have an impartial committee to deal with vetting nominees to receive national honours, establishment of a memorial park where commemorative tombstone can be erected for our heroes and heroines, have more creative ways to fete our heroes rather than just the presidential honours. The next recommendation is number 4. All of us have a responsibility. The recommendations that fall under this column: senior national leadership should champion the importance of this national movement for forging a renewed and strengthened national ethos. The priority for this is high, and the duty and responsibility falls on national government and county. With regards to implementation mechanisms, it says here political leadership, administrative structures from political parties to the offices of elected officials should embrace BBI principles and aims. Another recommendation, there must be a renewed focus among parents and mentors on teaching morality, including sacred truths whose importance stretches beyond the individual. Priority for this is high. Responsibility falls under national and county mechanisms for implementation. Training of parents through parents and teachers associations, PTAs, pre- and postnatal hospital visits, religious institutions on the need to develop children's ethics and morality. Establishing grassroots social workers, preferably a man and a woman, based at the ward level to sensitize families on parenting skills. Next recommendation, elders and cultural leaders should commit to strengthening the moral and service ethos passed to the young and include this in a civic component. The implementation recommendations, of course, the priority for this is high, the responsibility is national and county again. Implementation mechanisms, elders and cultural leaders should make public commitments to initiatives that implement the constitution and constitutionalism. Next, incentivize formal mentorship and apprenticeship with special programs for single parents to have the support of foster fathers and mothers to help raise well-rounded children. The next recommendation is the media should build programming around Kenyan histories, showing us what is exceptional about ourselves. Priority for this is high. Again, the responsibility falls on national and county. Implementation mechanisms, high quality and authentic Kenyan programs in as many local languages as possible with subtitles. Allow for various genres such as short plays to promote local authors, thespians, and spoken word artists, not just musicians or soap opera actors. Next recommendations, in schools, students should carry out work and exercise responsibilities that demand their effort and service to their community. High in terms of priority, responsibility is national. Implementation mechanism, children should carry out their own chores, keeping their space and clothes clean to teach and inculcate responsibility. Have schools adopt a local community project that needs assistance, such as a children's home or an old people's home, where they can go once or twice a term to visit and spend time with them. Next recommendation, all students should be involved in structured volunteer initiatives that serve the poor and needy beyond the school gates. Priority for this again is high. The responsibility is national. In terms of the implementation mechanism, use volunteers to enable children to learn empathy and solidarity with others through Scouts, Girl Guides, St. John's and Red Cross movements. Next recommendation, religious groups to mainstream ethics and training and awareness in their activities. Priority for this is high, responsibility is national. Implementation mechanisms read as follows. Religious institutions should develop and deliver ethics training to all members, especially the young. Supervise those who give religious instruction in schools to ensure they're well-trained and observe constitutional values in their lesson. Next recommendation, the national government and private sector associations to develop and launch a national volunteers network that identifies the need for volunteers and gives formal certification for the work done. Priority for this is high, responsibility is national. Under implementation mechanisms, it says recommendation is self-executing. Next recommendation, there should be a compulsory curriculum throughout Kenyan's formal education, instilling in the learner at the early age a sense of national ethos rooted in ethics, morals, and integrity. Priority for this is high. Again, this is a national responsibility. Under implementation mechanisms, you've got two sections, ethos training to be part of lifelong education. Secondly, citizenship education to be added to their educational curriculum. Number 5, link cultural values and modern norms of Kenya. And under the recommendations to achieve this, it says county governments to implement measures that encourages and enable councils of elders to formalize rites of passage to include both genders and to incorporate national values and citizen rights and responsibilities. The priority for this is listed as high. The responsibility is national. Under implementation mechanisms, it says preserve cultural and ethic customs, ensure administrative measures do not embrace or encourage cultural practices that clash with the Bill of Rights. The role of religious leaders, mentorship programs, and other actors in offering rites of passage as fits the modern day should be formalized. Number two, responsibilities and rights. The BBI recommendation here starts with one, recognize that the responsibilities and rights of Kenyans are rooted in the individual and they enable the knowledge and attitudes that strengthens responsible citizenship. And the recommendations go as follows. Every one of us must accept our responsibilities if the rights we argue for so strongly are to ultimately be respected for all of us. Priority for this is high. Responsibility is national. Implementation mechanisms, a few points here. Firstly, create awareness of the Citizen Charter on rights and responsibilities. Secondly, educate citizens on their rights and responsibilities to be done from a ward level or through to chiefs' barazas. Promotion of rites of passage practices that are not contradictory to the Constitution or any other written law. Inculcate positive attitude change through existing cultural structures, particularly the family. Next recommendation under responsibilities and rights is attitude of responsibility must be ingrained in the behavior of every one of us from the youngest possible age. A priority for this is high. The responsibility is national and county. Under implementation mechanisms, it reads as follows. Involve the Kenya Institute of Curriculum Development, KICD, to include a subject like civics, which used to be taught in schools, e.g. geography, history, and civics. Practical lessons that emphasize responsibility should be included in the school curriculum, beginning from early childhood development level. Parental responsibility, empower and expand the role of village elders to include monitoring delinquent cases. These can be escalated to relevant authorities only after dialogue and basic mediation procedures have failed. Parents to be held responsible for their children's upbringing and monitoring of behavioral progress. Kenyan Charter of Citizen Responsibilities, inspired by the national anthem and the national values, and includes a patriot's pledge to the nation and the Constitution of Kenya. That's another recommendation. The priority reads as high. The responsibility falls under national. Under the mechanisms for implementing, there's 2 points here. First one is review contents of and reintroduce the loyalty pledge to reflect the preamble of the Constitution, Article 10 of the Constitution, and the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. Second point under the implementation mechanism is mandatory recitation of the loyalty pledge alongside and the entire national anthem as it used to be in school assemblies and public gatherings. The next recommendation under this section, civic education should be prioritized in government policies and initiatives, both nationally and in counties. It reads as a high priority and the responsibility falls under national and county. And the recommendation mechanisms include 2 points. Firstly, government through the NGO Council to identify and work with credible civil society organizations, NGOs and faith-based organizations to deliver civic education throughout the country. This could be an additional role in the NGO Council's portfolio. Second point under the implementation mechanisms, fund the proposed Office of the Public Rapporteur and create structures for civic education. The next recommendation by the BBI is citizenship education should be provided at all stages of education through to the graduate level. Priority for this is high. It falls as a national responsibility. Implementation mechanisms. The point here is that KICD, Technical and Vocational Education and Training, that's TVETS, and Commission for Higher Education and related bodies to develop a citizenship education curriculum to be incorporated into the learner cycle regardless of their area of specialism. Next recommendations, Kenyan schools should draw all students into chores and responsibilities that uplift and provide for the school and the broader community. Priority for this reads as high. Responsibility is national. And in terms of implementation mechanism, it reads here, put in place a reward system so that the best performers are rewarded.